भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो सिक्स चैप्टर फर्स्ट द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल टेक्स्ट 21st अन्यकोपचेद्विजकश्चे दासीपतिरजामिला नामना नष्ट सदाचारो दास्या संसर्ग दूषिता कांतिविदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन इन द सिटी नोन एज कान्यकुब्ज देर वॉज अ ब्राह्मण नेम अजामिल हु मैरिड अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट मेड सर्वेंट एंड लॉस्ट ऑल हिज ब्राह्मणिकल क्वालिटीज because of the association of that low-class woman. But the fault of illicit connection with women is that it makes one lose all brahminical qualities. In India, there is still a class of servants called Shudras, whose maidservant wives are called Shudranis. Sometimes people who are very lusty establish relationships with such maidservants and sweeping women, since in the higher statuses of society they cannot indulge in the habit of woman hunting, which is strictly prohibited by social convention. Ajamil, a qualified Brahmana youth, lost all his brahminical qualities because of his association with a prostitute. But he was ultimately saved because he had begun the process of Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, in the previous verse, Shukadeva Goswami spoke of the person who has only once surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord, Mana Krishna Padaravinda Yoga, or has just begun the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga means Bhakti Yoga begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the Lord Vishnu's names, as in the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chanting is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Eva Kevalam, Kalor Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. The process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is always superbly effective. But it is especially effective in this age of Kali. Its practical effectiveness will now be explained by Shukadeva Goswami through the history of Ajamil, who was freed from the hands of the Yamadutas simply because of chanting the holy name of Narayan. Parikshit Maharaj's original question was how to be freed from falling down into hell or into the hands of the Yamadutas. In reply, Shukadeva Goswami is citing this old historical example to convince Parikshit Maharaj of the potency of Bhakti Yoga, which begins simply with the chanting of the Lord's name. All the great authorities of Bhakti Yoga recommend the devotional process beginning with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Tan Naam Garhanadibhi. Hare Krishna. So, fasting is over. The night of Nirjal Ekadashi is like the dark night for the soul. We are just waiting when it will be over. We are counting what is the time. Sometimes we think that, oh, this calculation may be wrong or something, per on time and all that. So now everything is over. So we can focus more on chanting of the holy name and hearing Bhagavatam. So here Shukadeva Goswami has begun the narration of Ajamil Akhyan. Shukadeva Goswami, who is a liberated soul, from the very beginning of his life, he is describing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that it has 10 characteristics. Atra sarga visargascho sthanam poshanamute manvantara ishanu katha mukti nirudashaya nirudha mukti rashaya. So these are the 10 symptoms of a Mahapuran. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Puran, Amala Puran, because it has all these 10 characteristics. And Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that Dashamasya Vishuddhartham Namanamiha Lakshanam Varnayanti Mahatmana Shrutena Arthena Chanjasa. He's explaining that the 10th object, or that samam bonam of Srimad Bhagavatam, is described by these 9 lakshanas, or the navanamya lakshana. These are the 9 symptoms which describe the 10th one, the samam bonam, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Varnanti Mahatmana, the great sages, they explain. How they explain? Shrutena Arthena Chanjasa. Shrutena means Vedic inference. They quote the Vedas, Shrutis, which explain how creation had taken place, how the secondary creation takes place, what are the planetary systems. So the sages explain in that way. Shrutena Arthena. Arthena means direct explanation. Sometimes they give the direct explanation of these 9 symptoms. And Anjasa means, that is also explanation by the sages. They give their explanation. And in the beginning of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada explains that how 3rd, 4th, and 5th canto explain sarga, visarga, and sthanam, creation by the Supreme Lord, secondary creation by Lord Brahma, and planetary systems, which were described in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the 6th canto, Shukadeva Goswami has begun to explain Poshanam, that is protection by the Supreme Lord, how Lord protects his devotees. So in that, he is quoting this story. And this is very significant, because after hearing 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end especially, which describes various hellish planets, Shukadeva Goswami has described all these hellish planets. What are the sufferings in that place if somebody commits sinful activities? And he has just given synopsis of the hellish planets, description of the hellish planets. There are so many hellish planets, in fact, but he has quoted only few. And after hearing that, Parikshit Maharaj, because he is a Vaishnava, Paradukha Dukhi, he is feeling compassionate for those souls, those who are suffering in that condition. He is not thinking that, oh, it's good that they are suffering, they have to suffer. But he is feeling miserable. He is not asking Shukadeva Goswami to go fast. I am bored of hearing these hellish planets, I am not going to suffer, so I want to hear the 10th canto, the Rasdila pastimes of the Lord. No, he is not saying like that. In fact, he is saying, he is inquiring how these people can be relieved from such suffering condition. So that is the nature of a Vaishnava. Even he is on the verge of death, he is sure to die within few days. But still, what is his thought process? How other people can be saved? That is the real Vaishnava. So, Shukadeva Goswami, of course, he explains that such sinful activities can be counteracted by atonement. Somebody performs atonement, then he can be freed from such suffering condition. And then he explained a lot of processes, karma kyan, gyan kyan. He was explaining tapasa brahmacharyena, shamena cha damena cha, tyagena satya shauchabhyan. But what is the use of performing all these activities is to become purified of the contamination which is there in the heart. And because of that ignorance, one continues to commit sinful activities. Because if someone is in ignorance that this is bad, I'll be suffering in that condition, I'll get horrible reactions, one is ignorant of such facts, then it becomes like his second nature, habit. And he continues to perform sinful activities. So therefore, there is a process of atonement by which one is freed from the reactions of sinful activities. So Shukadeva Goswami explained this, that one should perform atonement. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj was not just nodding his head while hearing Bhagavatam class. But he was very intelligent. He was very thoughtful, and he asked that, you explain that atonement, sinful reactions can be counteracted by atonement, prayaschitta. But I consider this atonement to be like kunjara shauchavat, the bathing of an elephant. He explained, kvachit nivartati abhadrat, kvachit charti tatpuna, prashrita atho partham, manne kunjara shauchavat. I consider this to be like bathing of an elephant. Everyone knows, everyone has heard so many times that the elephant goes in the lake or a pond, and wonderful pastimes he performs of splashing water around all his body. And then what happens when he comes out? He sees that there is dirt. And again, because of his natural proclivity, he puts that dirt in his trunk and starts throwing all over his body. He forgets that he had taken bath. This is because of the conditioning. Such strong conditioning. As soon as he sees the sense object, he puts that in his trunk and splashes all over his body. So what is the use of such bathing? So Parikshit Maharaj is saying that this is like manya kunjara shaucha. I consider this is to be like bathing of an elephant. And of course, here Shukadeva Goswami was testing his disciple. What is his hearing? Whether he's just hearing for the sake of hearing or whether he's understanding. So that is, the quality of hearing is important. Not just hearing, but to put into practice. I have heard that this is important process, chanting of the holy name. It purifies my heart and one is freed from all the reactions and so many other processes of purification, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily, worshipping the deities. So many processes are there to purify our heart. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada has established this ISKCON movement, International Society for Movement, in which all these devotional practices one can perform very easily. Very blissfully one can perform all these devotional practices. So that one can become freed from all different types of anarthas within his or her heart. And if someone is sincere, the process is very simple. But if somebody is complicated, then the process also becomes difficult. So here, Shukadeva Goswami explained there are different methods of atonement. But of course, Parikshit Maharaj was not satisfied with only that explanation. So when he saw, Shukadeva Goswami saw that, yes, he is hearing properly, he has understood the essence, then he started explaining the glories of devotional service. Because this pastime explains how this process is so powerful. The process of devotional service is very, very powerful. We have not realized how much powerful it is. So to explain this fact, he has chosen this pastime. It is not he is just imagining some story and just to trying to preach Parikshit Maharaj or to impress him. But he has chosen this story to illustrate how the holy name is powerful. What is the potency of the holy name? And even such Brahmana, Ajamil, was a qualified Brahmana. But he lost all his Brahmanical qualities because of his association with a prostitute. In previous ages, this was not custom, or it was unheard of, such things. But by mistake, when he was doing his service, when he went to forest to collect firewood to assist his spiritual master, so that time he saw this abominable activity somebody was performing, and he was disturbed in his mind. And he was contemplating all the time. And Dhyayato Vishan Punsa, that thing acted on him. And then he, because of that, he fell down. He gave up his all ritualistic activities, purificatory activities. And he wanted to marry that prostitute. And in fact, he married that prostitute. And then, once he is married, now he has to supply everything. So, then, because there are so many demands, and he had, because of that, the whole environment, he started committing sinful activities. And he was plundering people, he was robbing them, he was killing them. And in this way, he was incurring more and more sins just because of association with that prostitute. So we can imagine how the association makes a difference. It is explained that you become what you associate with. If you associate with saintly people, you become saintly. If you associate with people who are addicted to all these sinful activities, then unknowingly we may not be wanting, but still one will indulge into such activities. And in Kali Yuga it is so difficult. We do not know, because we want to preach, we want to tell people that these sinful activities are bad, and sometimes devotees come in contact with such people. And they take risk. But still, even if they are taking that risk, Krishna will protect them. Because their motive is to help them, to free them from these sinful activities. So there is always fight going on. Switching means you are always, it is a fight. Srila Prabhupada explains at another place in Srimad Bhagavatam that if somebody has taken this Krishna consciousness process, it is like he has declared war against illusory energy. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Indra Gajendra Moksha, it is explained. Because we are in the false environment, and our nature, eternal nature, we have forgotten. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. That nature we have forgotten, and we are identifying with this temporary material body, which will vanish within some time. But this bodily conception of life is so strong that one thinks that I'm going to enjoy more. Although one is getting old, he's thinking that I'm going to grow more younger. That's illusory potency. Because the identification of this material body, false identification, that puts one into some kind of ignorance. One forgets that one day everything will be finished. So, anyone who has taken this process of devotional service or Krishna consciousness, it is like he has declared war against illusory energy. Illusory energy is telling that you are this material body, you can enjoy, you are going to live eternally in this material world. That is the material energy's voice. So we have to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam or scriptures and understand what is reality, what is Krishna consciousness, what is our real nature, and how one can be freed from all this miserable condition. So therefore it is very important to understand and to hear such pastime, so that our faith becomes more stronger. And by having strong faith in this process, one can practice this process even in the difficult times. Because when the attack of material nature becomes more stronger, it will try to disturb your faith first of all. We try to nurture the faith that yes, this process is good, and we develop the faith, yes, I have to practice this, and if I practice continue throughout my life, then I will go back to God at the end of my life. But in between we have to face all the difficulties. It will not be so easy. There are so many different types of attacks may come for a devotee, and therefore a devotee has to develop that faith. Every day it's struggle. The moment you give up practicing, the material nature will overcome you and defeat you. Or sometimes it is explained that material energy or Maya, she asks only for one moment. Give me one moment. And then you have rest of your life to practice devotional service. And when you say yes, one moment, then it becomes two moments. And then some more time. And then one gets carried away. 1 month, 1 year, and suddenly one realizes, oh, I've just lost taste in devotional service. I'm given up chanting the process. And suddenly one day he realizes, if he's very fortunate, he will realize. So this is the way material energy acts. The moment by moment, one has to struggle. One has to practice. Of course, one should not be fanatic. That sometimes for a new devotee, everything is Maya. They think that this is Maya, that is Maya. If I eat too much, that is Maya. If I sleep too much, it is Maya. And he is very alert and little bit fanatic. So afterwards one realizes that no, this won't work actually. I have to be proper devotee, means I should not be fanatic. One devotee in ISKCON, some disciple had come. He was saying that he wants to make devotees in ISKCON normal. Normalization of ISKCON movement. Devotees, when they take to devotional service, they develop some kind of abnormalities. They concoct their own things. So he was saying that I want to make devotees normal. So, of course, the process is very simple. If somebody practices, it's quite simple. But it can become difficult also. If one is not mature enough, it can become very difficult. And there can be so many deviations and like that. So therefore, if somebody follows the process under proper direction of spiritual master, then it is very easy. Because spiritual master will give certain instruction. And of course it is very difficult to get a spiritual master in Kali Yuga. But if you are fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite Kovanam Bhagyavana Chiva, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach, it is explained that one who is very fortunate, he is travelling in so many places, planets, Brahmanda Brahmite Kovanam Bhagyavana Chiva. And one gets the seed of devotional service, then one should cultivate that seed, develop that devotional creeper, and develop steady faith in the process, become stronger. So one is very fortunate, one gets a spiritual master, and then one may get instructions from spiritual master to follow this or to do this service. And one makes that instruction as his life and soul. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Ikhe. Then, one's life will become very simple. There will not be difficult. If somebody follows it very sincerely, it will be very simple. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives example that spiritual master tells you to give a glass of water. And simple instruction, simple one has to follow is to a glass of water. One thinks that maybe milk will be better. Let me give hot milk. So if he gives that, then that's not proper. So therefore, if somebody is very simple, Krishna consciousness is also very simple. But if somebody is difficult, is complicated, the process becomes complicated. So therefore, if somebody follows the instruction of spiritual master, chant the holy name, follow the four regulative principles. Of course, in the beginning, It's very easy because Krishna gives special blessings and special mercy. One finds great taste in the holy name. One feels that, oh, let me chant always. Let me follow everything properly. But afterwards, when Krishna wants to try according to your capacity, then we lose the taste. Then we think that, oh, when this chanting will be over. And when I can do my other activities and like that. So therefore, if somebody is simple and sincere, then the process will become very simple. Otherwise, it will become complicated. And even one may be in the strong association, there will be chance of going astray from this path. And in this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains the story of Kala Krishna Das. Kala Krishna Das, it is explained that he was saint as a personal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his South India tour, Kala Krishna Das, he went with him. And he was assisting Lord. And it is explained that this Kala Krishna Das, although he was with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came in Kali Yuga as the most merciful incarnation. He was in the association of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, Kala Krishna Das was allured by some Bhattari girls. Bhattari people, they allured Kala Krishna Das, and he left the association of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can understand what is the potency of material energy. Although he was in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still he fell down. He went. And of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again had to bring him back. And he had to take a big risk to save Kala Krishna Das. And he saved Kala Krishna Das and brought him back. This is the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then when he was saved, of course, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not. He wanted to set an example how one has to be careful. So he neglected Kala Krishna Das. And this was more intolerable to Kala Krishna Das. Because if you would have chastised him, you would have some punishment, he could have tolerated that. But neglect was more difficult to tolerate. So he was repenting for his activities. So that time, of course, the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and other devotees, they gave him some service of giving the news of Lord Chaitanya's arrival to his mother, Lord Chaitanya's mother, Sachidevi, and other devotees in Bengal. And in this way, they engage him in some sort of devotional service. That's very important. And in this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains that therefore, devotees have to be more kind than the Lord. Lord may or may not excuse, but devotees have to be more merciful than the Lord. And in that way, there'll be some hope to people. Otherwise, there is no hope for them. And Srila Prabhupada also explained that once somebody goes astray and wants to come back again, devotee should help. Devotee should not think that now he has become outcast and we can't take him, he is fallen. Then if devotees develop such attitude, then there will not be any hope for that person to come back again and practice his devotional service. It may be temporarily covered. And in fact, Lord Krishna himself explains, apicheta sudaracharo bhajante mam anannapa sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisa. Lord Sri Krishna explains that even if somebody commits most abominable activity, duracharo is abominable activity, suduracharo, the most abominable activity, but if he is performing devotional service, samyag vyavasito hisa, he is properly situated. Sadhu reva samantavya. And Lord Sri Krishna himself is saying that such a person is sadhu. I consider him to be a saintly person. So that is Lord Krishna's verdict. And devotees should absorb this principle in their lives and in that way become more merciful to everyone. And in that way, because at the time of Srila Prabhupada also, there were so many devotees, those who had come in the beginning of the movement, and for them to follow these four regulative principles was so difficult. To follow one principle was so difficult. But still, Srila Prabhupada gave so many concessions. Srila Prabhupada explains that my spiritual master means, and previous acharyas like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we are 80% lenient. We have given you so much concession. Otherwise, to practice devotional service strictly, properly, is not so easy in this Kali Yuga. So, they have made the process very simple. And if somebody takes the process and practices it sincerely, then it will be very easy to practice that. And in that way, preaching will increase. Another time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj also, he was also very strict. And there was one disciple, and all the devotees were preparing for some inaugural ceremony, and they were waiting for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj to arrive, and they were making all these preparations. And there was one devotee who was found doing some abominable activities, and other devotees, they chastise him and ask him to go away. He went away somewhere. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj arrived, all of them, they were showing that, yes, we have done so much preparation and all that, this thing going on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj inquired, where is the devotee? So they say that he was found doing some abominable illicit activity, so therefore we told him certain thing and he has gone away. So Saraswati Maharaj told him that he should go and find that devotee. I want him here now. And they were searching everywhere, they couldn't find. But ultimately they found in one shop, watchmaker shop, some watch repairing, because somebody told him that he was very expert in repairing watches. So he was found in that shop doing some watch repairing. And ultimately came back again. So this explains that how what is the value of a devotee? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that you cannot compare the value of a devotee. Even you may trade all the wealth of all the universes, but still it cannot be compared to the one devotee. Because it is explained that Sri Chanakya Pandit explains that if some limb of the body becomes weak, or there is some problem in the that limb, and because of that the whole body is suffering, then that limb can be cast away or amputated. Or if there is one person in the society is doing some wrong activity, then that person can be sacrificed. But if one has to save a soul from the material clutches, then one can sacrifice the whole world. One should go out of his way to help such devotee. So therefore, how valuable a devotee is, and how important it is us to understand. Because familiarity breeds contempt. We become familiar with devotees and think that, oh, what is good about this, and then we become more closer, and then we may find faults with the devotee. Again, it becomes with Dhyayato Vishampunsa. We think that he is like this, he is like that, and we start finding faults with devotees. And it may be in the beginning level, mental level, then it may become verbal level, and then so therefore in the association of devotees also one should be very careful. Because although the process is so powerful that one can become, one takes the process and become freed from this cycle of birth and death eternally, not to suffer in this material world and go back home, back to Godhead eternally. But still, if one is not careful, one may have to come back again. And it is explained somewhere that the same holy name, which may be helpful to free us from all this suffering condition, can become the cause of bondage again in this material world. Because how we chant the holy name? Are we really taking shelter in the holy name? Or are we just chanting for the sake of chanting? Or to show that I am such a great devotee? So all these things, all these anarthas have to be cleared. And therefore Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur as Namacharya, the Acharya of the holy name. And he explained, he asked him to speak the glories of the holy name. He told Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, you explain the glories of the holy name, how this holy name is so powerful and how it can help one to become free from this suffering condition. And of course, Srila Haridas Thakur explained in great length how this holy name is like sun. Krishna Surya Sam Hai Maya Hai Andhaka Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. Krishna's holy name is like brilliance of the sun. And when somebody takes the process of chanting the holy name, it is like a rising of that sun. Of course, in the beginning stage, one may not realize the potency of the holy name. that how this holy name is so powerful. Because just like the sun is covered by the clouds, sun is very powerful, it can give such brilliant light, but it can be covered by a small piece of cloud. And the potency of the sun may not be realized. So similarly, the holy name is very powerful, but we do not realize the potency of the holy name because of the anarthas within the heart. There are so many different types of anarthas, it is explained. And because of that, one may not realize the potency of the holy name. And then one just, there are different things happen. One just chants the holy name and it becomes like a ritual that I just completed my chanting and I don't have to worry about it till next day. So this is an offensive chanting. Chanting for the sake of chanting, or to be inattentive while chanting, or to consider chanting to be like a pious activity, that I have done my chanting today and everything will be okay. So that the chanting should not be done in that attitude. If one chants the holy name, the Lord, to beg service from the Lord, that the meaning of Parikrishna Mahamantra is that we are begging Supreme Lord to give His devotional service. This is the real meaning of chanting. But when we chant, so many thoughts come and we desire so many things, fruitive desires, and so many things, anarthas may develop, weeds. And therefore one should be very careful to remove all these weeds and to see that only devotional creeper grows. So therefore it is very important to chant the holy name of the Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established this process of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Kevalam, Kalur Nasteva 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 Gatirannatha. In this Kali Yuga there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Three times it is explained. Because this is the only method. Karma Kand, Gyan Kand, and all different kinds of Kand are, as our Acharya has explained, that they are Kevala Vishaya Bhanda. They are all parts of Vaisam. One should simply take the process of devotional service. And one can, it's not Vishaya Bhanda, it is Amrut. It's all nectar. One should drink that nectar more. One should get intoxicated transcendentally and distribute that holy name to everyone. That's what Panchatattva came and they did. They not only tasted the holy name, they became intoxicated with the holy name. And they distributed everywhere. Without any saying qualification, whether somebody is qualified or not qualified. And in that way the holy name spread. And still it is going on by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, as we can explain, as we can see that within just few years, how Srila Prabhupada has made such a big revolution. He had tremendous faith in the holy name. Although he was so much old materially. But on the strength of the holy name, on the faith of the holy name, he went to Western countries. And we can see that he had such faith. And in the beginning, whom he was cultivating? All these people, those who were addicted to so many activities, sinful activities, there was no hope for them to become free from such condition, but still he made them to chant the holy name. And he explains that they were hippies, but I made them happies. That is the magic. Harinam Chintamani, Harinam Prabhu, we can save. We can, the more we chant attentively, the more potency will be revealed. Because it depends upon the attitude of the follower, how we practice the process. And here, Shukadeva Goswami has just begun to explain the potency of the holy name, how this Ajamil Brahman, he was such qualified Brahman, he was practicing everything properly, but because of such bad association, he was a little inattentive, and because of that he fell down so much that he lost all the Brahminical qualities. First of all, he engaged into so many sinful activities, and then at the fag end of his life he was lying on his bed chanting his son's name, Narayan, because he was very much attached to his son. Where is my son, Narayan? Has he taken some prasad? Or where is Narayan? Are you okay? What's happened? So, he was chanting all the time, Narayan, Narayan. And so, and at final time, when final time was arriving, all the Yamadutas were coming with all the ropes in their hands, and very fearful looking personalities are coming, and one gets afraid. Even a thief gets afraid seeing by police. He sees that, oh, his police has come, so he just becomes afraid, because he knows that I have done so many sinful activities and they have come to punish me. So these sinful tendencies were there in the heart, and he knows that I have to suffer. So as soon as he saw these Yamadutas, the very, very ferocious looking personalities, he became very afraid. And he started calling Narayan, means in the call, trying to call his son. But of course, that time he was chanting in helplessness. He was completely helpless. He couldn't do anything because he was lying on the bed. What can he do? He didn't have any weapons in his hand. He can't fight with these Yamadutas. Just chanting Narayan, helpless state. And that chanting of the holy name attracted the attention of the Lord. And Lord Vishnu sent his Vishnu Dutas. That's really dramatic, isn't it? Isn't it? Lord Vishnu from Vaikuntha Loka sends his Vishnu Dutas. That's unheard of. And they come in front of Ajamil and they are conversing with Yamaduta. You can't take away this. He has chanted the holy. Their argument began. So, of course, we'll continue next. So that shows that how the holy name is powerful. So if somebody chants in that desperate condition, so we can see that definitely one doesn't have to see the face of Yamadutas. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.